This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Thinking bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody here is out of sight. But they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. I'm going to be kind of in and out on this program. Brian and Jim will take it. Our broadcast engineer is David Solomon. The Blues are on the ice as we speak, and it looks like everybody's out there. David, if you can observe something from our vantage point, let me know. I'm kind of checking as much as I can. Let me give you a quick word about Dr. Michael Jones, 855-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the show, practices complete eye care in the metro area, from routine eye exams to LASIK, custom cataract surgery. Dr. Jones can get it done for you. Please tell him I sent you. 855-260-EYES, Dr. Michael Jones. David, are you observing anything in particular? It looks like everybody's out there.
Right now?
I see Perron with O'Reilly on that line. He's not moving from this lineup. Do you see Mr. Dunn out there?
That's who I'm looking for right now. I'm going to go down just a little bit closer and see if I can get a feel for the pairings.
Okay. Gatesworth, finest in senior living, looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa. We recommend the Gatesworth, 170 in Del Mar, 1 McKnight Place. Nobody does it better than the Gatesworth. We appreciate them being one of our great sponsors. Gene Principe works with Sportsnet. He's going to join us in just a minute. Brian is back in the studio. Gene not answering as we speak. All right, so we have a Game 4 coming up here at the Enterprise Center. And as we speak, I see Ryan O'Reilly in a intense conversation with the coaching staff. Here's a little bit of a theory. Is I'm wondering if it's a good idea to put our top line against their top line. Why not put the Selke Award-winning Ryan O'Reilly against their top line, and then maybe give our top line a little bit of a break? You know, you can control this because the home team gets to make those substitutions or the last-second substitutions. That's a line of thinking I believe that Coach Berube is going to be looking at. Brian, thoughts?
You know, I think outside, really, of what happened in Game 3, you've done a pretty good job of containing that Bruins first line. I think it's oversimplifying everything. It's just don't commit stupid penalties. If you put the Bruins on the power play, they're going to beat you. That's all it comes down to. I always go back to Game 2. Where the Blues controlled that game 5-on-5, especially late, third period and overtime, the Blues were in complete control, and that's when the game was mostly 5-on-5. So if it stays there, I think the Blues have a pretty good chance of controlling any of Boston's lines.
You know, that line, by the way, and we're talking about Pasternak, Marchand, and Bergeron, that line has gotten better if you look at their series. And this is their fourth one, of course. That they've gotten a little better as the series has evolved. And you hope that, you know, in Game 3, where they were outstanding, that they just, their confidence is starting to take off. You know, a lot of times it's like a jump shooter or a running back. If you just keep giving them, you know, the ball a lot, they just get a little bit more and more confident. So we'll see what happens with that. Gene Principe is one of the best in the business. He's with Sportsnet. He's been covering the Stanley Cup Final. He's a friend of mine, and he joins us now. Gene, you're somewhere at the Enterprise Center, I'm sure, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, Frank. I'm the best in the business. I know you're one of those in the busiest. You know, as I said to you yesterday, if there were 8 days a week, you'd be working 8 days a week. Radio, TV, anchoring, reporting, you do it all. But you know what? This is a great time of the year. You know, with the baseball going, you know, they're sort of plan B. No disrespect to the Cardinals because they're a great organization. But, yeah, Enterprise Center is the place to be this morning for media and for fans tonight, watching the Blues skate right now. And you know, lots of excitement and expectations that the Blues will do what they've often done in these playoffs, and that bounce back after a tough loss.
How about, we were just discussing this before we got you on, that first line for Boston, as they call it in Boston, the perfection line. I think if you're a Blues fan, are you a little concerned that they kind of got their mojo in Game 3, and when they're right, they're the best line in this series?
You know, Frank, I think you're 100% right on that. And I think, you know, that penalty issue with the Blues is sort of has multiple layers. A, you're down a man. That's a problem. B, you start to take your own team out of their routine. C, you're putting the Bruins on the power play. And D, you're allowing that perfection line you speak of to get going a lot easier than it would be 5-on-5. So, and Bruce Cassidy kind of called it. He said, you know, the one thing we can usually guarantee with those guys is that, hey, if we're on the power play, they're going to get something going. And couldn't have been more right in Game 3. So, yeah, I mean, they are. Listen, Marchand's a 100-point player. Patrice Bergeron is one of the best, if not the best, all-around player in the league. And David Pastrnak is an incredible goal scorer. So it's an incredibly dangerous line. And so you got to do whatever you can to make sure you don't make it as easy a night as they had, you know, the other night. Even though it's a cup final, you just, you know, they just had too many opportunities when they had an extra skater on the ice.
You and I were talking about this after the press conferences yesterday. You know, the Blues play a heavy game. So there's a fine line between playing that heavy game and being overly aggressive. And, you know, in the first three series, the Blues have gotten that line, but they didn't cross it. And it seemed like in this series, they're crossing it.
Yeah, Frank. And I think, you know, I think in any sport, whether you're an umpire or an NFL official, a referee in the NHL, you want a level of consistency. And so I thought Craig Berube, who certainly wasn't subtle in a career where he had over 3,000 penalty minutes, was quite subtle but effective in sort of hinting that his team, you know, was the least penalized through the first three rounds of the series, and now suddenly they find a parade to the penalty box happening. So you know the NHL is listening. You know that they're aware of that. Now that's the gamesmanship part. Then there's the game, and I think the Blues just have to sort of be careful. If you're taking a tripping penalty to break up a 2-on-1, you'll take it any time. But, you know, after whistle stuff, being goaded into things, you know, taking penalties that, you know, as a referee or as a player, you don't want to put it in their hands. So if you think you're doing something that might not quite be right, and it's not saving a goal or a great goal-scoring opportunity, you're probably best to find a different way to do what you're doing. And I think that the Blues will tonight. I don't see it happening again. And the other reason the penalties became a big deal is because they scored 4 goals on 4 power plays on 4 shots. I mean, I think it was 1947, I saw it was the last time we were talking about this, that a team had scored 4 power play goals, you know, in a Stanley Cup final. So sort of that's not going to happen again. So I just got to kind of limit it a little bit and obviously be a little better as well in the penalty killing unit. That Torrey Krug, he's not Bobby Orr, but he's putting up Bobby Orr-like points in some ways. So he's another guy they're going to have to watch along with the perfection line.
Okay, so a little bit of news here as we speak. The lines are out, and it's Schwartz, Shen, Tarasenko. Sanford is in. O'Reilly, Perron, Maroon, Bozak, Blais, Barbashev, Sundqvist, Steen. And then defensively, Edmondson, Petrangelo, Bomeister, Parayko, and Dunn is in. Dunn is in with Gunnarsson, so that means Robert Bortuzzo is out and Robbie Fabbri is out. And Gene, as a fellow Italian, the two Italians will be watching tonight like you and I.
Well, no, Natesu Chase, so what's going on? What's this Italian conspiracy here? Does this mean no pasta for the pregame meal, too? What's happening here?
This is terrible. It's an outrage. But I do like, and I think, you know, Coach Berube liked what he saw out of Sanford, and it makes sense for him replacing Fabbri. He looked impressive. Big news, too, is Dunn, who's really a skilled defenseman and had a terrific season. Over, I believe he scored 12 goals, is in.
Yeah, I agree with you, Frank. I mean, that's, they're just working on the power play now. We're talking about the perfection line and penalties. And, you know, at the end of it, too, you know, the Blues scored 2 goals the other night. So even if they don't go 4-for-4 on the power play, chances are it's going to be pretty tough to win with just 2 goals scored. And I know that Dunn kind of gives them a different element regarding the offense. And Sanford, he's a big kid, bigger than I thought. And, he kind of came in quite nicely. I thought played well And, you know, poor Robbie Fabry, who obviously, you know, your listeners know, he's had multiple injuries and just can't seem to get quite on track. And, hey, you know, in the regular season, Frank, you lose a game, you're likely going to make some moves. So, obviously, Craig Berube has taken that approach as well in the playoffs and in the cup final.
We're talking with Gene Principe, Sportsnet. The Blues are on the ice for the morning skate. The lineup changes are in. Another thing we probably should not just, you know, dust over is what exactly Tuukka Rask is doing in this series and doing in this playoff. I mean, he's already established the franchise record for road wins in a single postseason to 7. And how about this? He owns a .936 save percentage in his career on the road, and that's the best among goaltenders since 55-56 when they first started tracking shots on goal. He's been insane.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, that's the thing, Frank. At this time of the year, I know in the regular season it happens. This time of the year, a goalie can erase all kinds of issues, problems, discrepancies, deficiencies, and when you're playing like he's playing. And, you know, I like David Perron, who I certainly know from here and when he played in Edmonton, and he's trying to, you know, he's trying to get in his kitchen a bit and trying to bother him, but he just seems really, like, on task. He does not seem bothered. He doesn't seem, you know, allows an overtime winner in game two and just comes back. And, I mean, everyone seems to believe, and I think, you know, barring St. Louis winning the cup, that he's the guy, right, that's going to win the Conn Smythe. He's been, you know, somewhat unconscious, and he isn't unproven because he's been in the league a long time, but somewhat unproven regarding, okay, one round, two round, three rounds, cup final. He was there before as a backup. He was there before as a starter and lost to Chicago. But, you know, Frank, right now, I mean, of all the things we talk about, they're going to have to find a way to get to him because, you know, usually if you're at a 915 or 920 save percentage, you're doing really well. So just quoting the numbers you had, that's another layer and another level that is tough to get to for a goalie for this amount of time, but he keeps doing it.
Gene, before we let you go, if you had to lay a bolognese pasta on this game tonight, which way would you go? Gut feel.
You know what? I think the Blues are going to tie this up. I think it's going to be close, and I think you might see another overtime game. I just don't see Boston getting, you know, blown out. I think we've had our blowout for the series. It's done. It's over with. So I'm going to put a nice plate, my personal favorite, fettuccine, a little Parmesan on top of the bolognese, and the Blues winning tonight.
Good stuff. I'll see you in the locker room in about 5 minutes. We appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Anytime, Frank. Take care, Chuck.
All right, that is Gene Principe, Sportsnet, joining us. Before we go to break, quick word about Gateway. Actually, it's now Worldwide Technology Raceway. They are the best in the business at putting on races. They're going to have the Bomberito 500. They are going to have a NASCAR Truck Series event. They're going to have the NHRA. Go to their website, find out how you can get season tickets. We'll take a short time out. Brian and Jim will be back, and hopefully a little bit later, I'll be back at 11:30. We'll talk with Chris Kerber. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box.